This is Mike Kuntzy, business manager of Light Afterworks, and I'm here today with artistic director Rudy Hogenmiller. Rudy has been the director and choreographer of countless Light Afterworks productions, but with our current production, he takes on a new role, starring as the MC in Candor Nebb's classic musical, Cabaret. Once you were cast, you decided to give up the idea of directing and choreographing the show yourself. So you brought in Stacey Flaster, who directed wonderful productions for us of The Secret Garden and Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. This will be your first time on stage for Light Afterworks, but certainly not your first time on stage in your career. I mean, you started as a performer.
Right. Primarily as a dancer in high school. I was lucky that I went to a large high school that brought in a professional choreographer for the musicals. And it was Hello Dolly in Omaha, Nebraska. And I was very taken with a professional choreographer and the whole experience. So I immediately started taking dance classes from this choreographer. She had a dancing school. That really got me the bug. So I did that through sophomore and junior year. And then my parents moved for my senior year, and my dance teacher in Omaha lined up a school for me to study. And when we went to Memphis, I was taking dance classes all in my evenings in my senior year in high school. And that's when I decided that that's really what I wanted to be, was a dancer. When I was taking dance classes in high school, I got to know people at one of the local professional theaters in Omaha. And after I finished high school in Memphis, I went back to Omaha and was working in the theater. The producer in that particular theater also had a theater in Chicago and offered me a job in Chicago to be an apprentice, they called him back in those days. And basically it meant you would be in one number in the show, you did a whole bunch of set changes. That brought me to Chicago, and that was 74. I studied at Gus Giordano's for that summer. And during that summer, people introduced me to Lou Conti, Hubbard Street. Immediately felt that this was where I belonged and where I wanted to study. And Lou, I just thought was fantastic. And he actually immediately offered me a full scholarship. So for about a year and a half, I did nothing but study at Lou Conti's. He made me into a professional dancer. Before that, I was just learning as much as I could and trying to catch up, as guys have to do sometimes. There aren't too many guys that study dance at the age of four, like a lot of girls did. It was 1977, and A Chorus Line was the big, it opened on Broadway in 74. It was the big show. Actually, Lou had good friends in the original Broadway company, and he had gone to New York, and he was teaching us choreography from Chorus Line in class. Very, very exciting. That show was auditioning in Chicago for the LA company. So I auditioned at the Schubert Theater, and I got cast. So I went to LA, and that was my first big contract. I got to LA to learn the show, and I went and saw the show, of course, in LA. And that was my first time actually ever seeing a Broadway show.
Really?
Yeah. So I got hired for a show. Yeah, I'd never been to New York before that. So I'd never seen even a touring production. So the first thing I saw was Chorus Line.
Just before you joined the cast.
As I was learning.
What role did you play?
I was Larry the dance captain. Larry's not on the line. He's the assistant to the director in the show.
How long did you do Chorus Line?
I did the last 3 months of Chorus Line in L.A. And Michael Bennett came out with his assistant Bob Avian. We had rehearsals with him as well. I subsequently did productions of Chorus Line in Chicago, Candlelight Dinner Playhouse. I did it at Drury Lane South in Evergreen Park as well, and I actually did it at Munster Theater at the Center. It's one of my favorite shows. I've always loved the show. And then when I came back to Chicago after Chorus Line, one of the first things I did was Cabaret at Candlelight with Lou Conti, who choreographed it. Because Lou, besides being this fantastic dancer, I mean, he had done some Broadway shows himself, so he was in the national tour of Cabaret. So Bill Plenty of Candlelight asked Lou to choreograph it. So that was my first experience learning cabaret was with Lou. That was 77. Oh, did several seasons of stock during that time up at Melody Top in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
That was a great experience. You're doing 2 weeks stock with stars.
Who'd you work with up there?
I got to do Follies with Dorothy Collins Anne Jeffries. Fiddler on the Roof with Giorgio Tazzi.
Huh?
Bye Bye Birdie with Lucy Arnaz.
And now you were in the national tour of Evita as well, right?
That was kind of my next lucky thing. I was working at Melody Top at the time, and came back home on my day off to audition for Evita. The show was running in New York and it was running in LA, so they were forming a Chicago company. It was a big audition, and Hal Prince was coming to audition for the show. So I went down to the dance audition and got the job.
That played in Chicago quite a while, right?
Yeah, we played in Chicago at the Schubert Theater for basically a year. Then we went on the road for 2 years. So I did that company for 3 years. Come back to Chicago and went right back into a show at Candlelight, which was kind of my home base. And the rights became available, and we choreographed Evita at Candlelight, which ran like another 6 months. I directed and choreographed at the Marriott. And then I got hooked up with people from our national tour. We're doing it in Europe. So I got a call and I went to Germany, back into the show. So I've done Evita for about 5 years.
Wow. Talking about performing in Germany, I know that is not the farthest place you've been to in your performing career, is that right?
During that time in Europe, one of the guys, Dan Shaheen, who I got to know, is the personal secretary to Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, the writers of The Fantastics and I Do and 110 The Shade. And they were getting ready to do the 35th anniversary tour of The Fantastics, which starred Robert Goulet. It was going to be a big production, bigger than the small off-Broadway production. And Dan said, I should really audition for The Mute, because they really wanted to expand The Mute and have more of a dancing mute than in the original. So I went to New York and I auditioned, and they hired me for that. So that was another tour that I did with Goulet around the country for 6 months or so. That led to tours in Japan, where Tom and Harvey were the stars of the show. 29 cities for 3 months.
How did the Japanese receive Fantastics?
The Japanese love that show. Adore it. I mean, the whole style of it is kind of Japanese theatrical style. Mm-hmm. And all these years that the show's been running in New York, there's been a company in Japan, in Tokyo.
Really?
So there's been like a sister company.
Huh.
They just love it.
Well, I know your career got busier and busier as a stage director and choreographer, and you haven't performed that much in recent years. Actually, when is the last time you were on stage?
It's got to be close to 9 years.
Really? That long? Wow.
Yeah, and it was a production of She Loves Me at
Theater at the Center. I saw that.
Performing in that show when got interviewed for this position of artistic director. Mm-hmm. And we're wrapping up our rehearsal process now at Cabaret, and it's
been what a great vehicle to be to make your return and your debut all at once. I mean, the MC.
I feel fortunate that it's a role that can go many ways, and I can bring something of myself to it.
Well, looking forward to seeing it. Cabaret at Light Opera Works, running August 10th through the 25th. Thanks for listening.